When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Something else that happened in kind of in the world of theater this week, a visit from the father of Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda, Luis Miranda, was in town speaking for the Hamilton Education Program. It's a program that works with Chicago public school students. He visited with us a couple of days ago on our WGN-TV morning news, and I thought you would enjoy hearing that conversation. Luis Miranda. First, welcome back to Chicago. We were just talking before we went on the air. You and Lin-Manuel were here. It's about this time last year that we were at the National Puerto Rican Arts and Cultural Center. We had just the best time.
Correct. We were happy. Lin-Manuel was being was getting an award at the museum, and we were happy to be in Chicago. It was around the opening of Hamilton here in Chicago, and same thing that happened in New York and happened in San Francisco. It's happening in Chicago, which is the impact that Hamilton is having on so many people.
You not only were here for Lin-Manuel to get an award, but you spoke with groups here in Chicago, students here in Chicago, which really it kind of ties in with the Hamilton Education Program and some of the things that you're involved in the event that you're taking part of in today.
I'm very appreciative to Forefront, my host here in Chicago for the day, this amazing coalition of nonprofits and philanthropy working together to make Chicago and the state better. And for us, the educational initiative, it's what Lin-Manuel and Jeffrey Seller and the producers wanted. How do we utilize Hamilton to teach kids about the beginning of our nation, yeah, of how our nation was created by imperfect man? And how it's an experiment that continues to occur through the centuries, and using the play to teach high school kids about the beginning of our nation, it's just fascinating because then you see these kids on stage,
yeah,
performing their own numbers. Every time I go to one of the Hamilton Education Initiative programs, I see my son. I see my son on stage when he started as an elementary, intermediate, and high school. And these kids know that they also have a future in this nation.
Yeah, we've had several of the programs already take place here in Chicago and many more still to come. And I wondered if part of that was inspired by Lin-Manuel as a little boy. He obviously was always very musical. Was he interested in history? Was he interested in Hamilton in particular?
He liked Hamilton's in his pockets. He was not interested in Hamilton, but he was interested in history. He says all the time, the first vacation he had from his first play in the Heights with his then girlfriend.
Look how cute he is.
Oh, he's just a beautiful little boy, and continues to be my little boy, even though now he's much older. But he read Hamilton, and he said, all I knew was that he died in a duel and that he was in the $10 bill. Everything else that Ron put in that book just sparked creativity in him about how to tell the story of our nation, yeah, with a diverse cast, yeah, in new vernacular.
Yeah. All the talk right now is wondering if Lin-Manuel is going to be returning to the role of Hamilton here in Chicago. He said that he was going to do a special performance for Oscar Lopez Rivera. Oscar Lopez Rivera has said he's going to see the show here in Chicago in August. Is that going to happen? Can you tell us what's
going to
happen?
Well, the fact is that there's no plans right now for him to jump on the stage, but he has said many, many times that this is a role that he can perform until he is as old as I am. So he could jump in any stage at any point to,
right,
perform the role of Hamilton.
All right, we've got our fingers crossed that he's going to get back into it. It's so wonderful to see you
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.